Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together she was found to be with child, from the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph her betrothed, being a just man and not willing to put her to public shame, was minded to renounce her privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take to you Mary as your wife, for that which has been conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save be his people from their sins. Now all this was done that there might be fulfilled what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Lo, the virgin shall be with child, and will bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being translated is, God with us. So when Joseph was aroused from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord had bidden him, and took unto him his wife. But he knew her not in intimacy till she had brought forth a son. Then it came to pass in those days that a decree went forth from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. This first taxing was done when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And everyone went to be registered, each to his home city. So Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, since he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary his betrothed wife, now great with child. And it came to pass that, while they were there, the days were fulfilled for her to be delivered, and she brought forth her firstborn son. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same countryside shepherds, dwelling in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, an angel of the Lord stood beside them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sorely afraid. But the angel said to them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For unto you is born this day a Saviour, who is Christ the Lord, born in the city of David. And this will be the sign for you, you will find a babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest. And on earth peace, goodwill among men. And it came to pass that, when the angels had gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, Let us indeed then go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord made known to us. And they came with haste, and found Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known to all what had been told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it marveled at the things which were told them by the shepherds, but Mary kept all these things, and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard, and had seen just as it was told them. And when 8 days had passed for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, as the angel had named him before he was conceived in the womb. Now when the days for the purification according to the law of Moses had ended, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, Every firstborn male shall be counted set apart for the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice in keeping with the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem named Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And the Holy Spirit had revealed to him that he should not see death till he had seen the Lord's anointed. So, moved by the Spirit, he came into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him in keeping with the custom of the law, then took he him up in his arms and blessed God, and he said, Now art thou letting thy bondman depart, O Lord, according to thy word, in peace. For my eyes have seen thy salvation, which thou hast prepared in the sight of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles. And a glory to thy people Israel. And Joseph and the mother of Jesus marveled at the things which were said concerning him. And Simeon blessed them, and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall. And the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. And a sword will go through your own soul also. That the thoughts out of many hearts may be revealed. Then there was Anna, a prophetess, a daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher, who was of a great age, having lived with a husband 7 years from her maidenhood and as a widow about 84 years, who departed not from the temple, but served with fastings and prayers night and day. And she, coming up at that very hour, gave praise to the Lord, and spoke concerning Jesus to all who were looking for deliverance in Jerusalem. And when they had performed all the things required in the law of the Lord, they journeyed back into Galilee, to their own city of Nazareth. Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to do him homage. But when Herod the king heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had called together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he asked them in agitation where the Messiah was to be born. And they said to him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it was written through the prophet, And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means the least among the rulers of Judah. For out of you shall come forth a ruler, who will shepherd in my people Israel. Then Herod, having secretly sent for the wise men, asked them carefully what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and said, Go, and search with care for the young child, and when you have found him, bring word back to me, that I, too, may come and pay him homage. So when they had heard the king, they departed. And lo! The star which they had seen in the east went before them, till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceedingly great joy. Then, on entering the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they presented to him gifts, gold, and frankincense, and myrrh. And being warned from God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they went back into their own country by another way. Now when they had departed, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and stay there until I bring you word, for Herod is about to seek the young child, to destroy him. So he arose, and took the young child and his mother by night and departed into Egypt, and was there until the death of Herod, that there might be fulfilled what was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Out of Egypt have I called my son. Then Herod, finding that he had been tricked by the wise men, was furiously angry, and he sent forth and slew all the male babes in Bethlehem and in all that countryside, 2 years old and under, according to the time which he had ascertained from the wise men. Then was fulfilled what was spoken by the prophet Jeremiah, when he said, In Ramah a voice was heard, wailing and a great lamentation, Rachel weeping for her children, and she refused to be comforted, because they were no more. But when Herod was dead, lo, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream unto Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise, and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead who were seeking the young child's life. And he arose and took the young child and his mother, and came into the land of Israel. But when Lehi heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in the place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go thither, and being warned by God in a dream, he withdrew into the region of Galilee. So he came and dwelt in Nazareth, that there might be fulfilled what was spoken through the prophets, that he should be called a Nazarene. And the young child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and God's favor rested upon him. Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year for the feast of the Passover, and when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem in accordance with the custom of the feast. But when the days were completed, as they returned, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother did not know of it, so they sought him among their kinsfolk and acquaintances, and when they did not find him, turned back to Jerusalem in their search. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, seated in the midst of the rabbis, both listening to them and asking questions, all who heard him being astonished at his understanding and answers. When they saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said to him, Child, why have you dealt thus with us? Lo, in anguish your father and I have been seeking you. And he said to them, Why were you seeking me? Did you not know that I must be engaged in the things of my father? And they did not understand what he said to them, but he went down with them and came into Nazareth, and was subject to them. And his mother treasured all these matters in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature, and in favor with God and men.